So I guess it's my turn. Everybody let me get the go last because I'm the youngest, I think is what happened. But I'm Skyler Williams. I'm from six, and I'm one of the blockaders that Sarah talked about, and my Dan Boots and Jackie talked about. And I guess I just want to talk a little bit about my story and how I got all politicized in this whole land rights protection and stuff like that. Because I wasn't that way my whole life. My parents, I grew up in a very typical household under res. My parents liked to drink a little when I was younger and things like that. And I mean, it's very, very normal for alcoholism and drug abuse to be going on under res. It's a big problem that we have. And it's something that we're all working very hard to try and stop. But in 06, at the start of Douglas Creek, it was about March when somebody gave me a call one day and said that we were going to stop the development and they were going to go and help these people that were physically on the land occupying this spot. And, yeah, why not? I ain't got nothing better to do then. So it turned out I went there for the weekend. I got back Monday morning about 5 o'clock in the morning and called my boss at work. I was an iron worker. Union iron worker, and I called my boss and I said, yeah, I don't think I'm going to come into work today. I think I quit. I mean, I guess I did that for a lot of reasons. I mean, putting up buildings just like this one, right on a track, you know, like, I did that for a long time. Like, as soon as I got out of high school, I graduated high school and I had a son on the way. I had to make some money. So I started developing my territory. And which I feel absolutely horrible about now. So I moved in at the site. I moved in at Douglas Creek State. I lived there for just over 6 months. In that time, April 20th came and went. 126 police officers came in, heavily armed, SWAT gear, a whole bit. ARs hiding in trees, camouflage, and four-wheelers, and big SWAT vans rolled up. And some of us got arrested, and those of us who didn't were able to get away until, luckily, reinforcements arrived. Mm-hmm. Next thing you know, there's 1,500 people standing behind us pushing these cops off our territory. So now I guess I'll thought goes into what Sarah was talking about the 5 to 10% of us that are in the criminal system. On June 9th, there was a little incident involving a CH camera guy that allegedly I was involved in. And I was charged with robbery, which holds a pretty stiff penalty for that, I hear. And a warrant came out, and I went on a run for about a year and a half, almost 2 years before Sterling Street came up. And I basically just stayed on the site for that a lot of that time. And just tried to stay out of the light a lot. And Boots and his boys, and a bunch of other people that were really good friends of mine, started a new one at Sterling Street. And I rushed home and said, well, I'm moving in here now. So I moved in there after that. Again, had to quit kind of a job. And again, moved in there and stayed there for a week. Only had to wait a week this time for all the cops. So when the cops came and said, like Sarah said, we came in with about 200, just under 200. It wasn't quite 200 cops.
If there was 200, I might have got scared, but.
They rolled in with this big armored truck and looked like a Brinks truck on steroids, really. Oh yeah, I mean it was really, really a big to do, and they started clacking their shields coming down the road, and I mean they wind this room coming down the road, and we just kind of laughed, and we were all sitting there cracking jokes in front of them, and we didn't know what the heck to think of it, and we didn't know what was going to happen, but. So we just said we were going to stay, and there wasn't nothing anybody was going to tell us that was going to make us change our minds. So when the cops came over, as the cops were walking out, Boots looks at me and he says, Skylick, don't fight with him, all right? Just don't fight. I started laughing right away. I said, Boots, come on, man, you know me. And the first cop comes up and grabs Boots and says, ah, shit, here we go. And the next guy comes and grabs me, and then doing the wax on, wax off, trying to knock his hand down. They end up getting me down. They finally ended up getting me down after a little tussle, and I got handcuffed, and my legs held up to my butt, and the guy come up and tasered me 4 times in the back. Oh, yeah, it hurts. It looks like it hurts. It does. I was lucky enough that there was a reporter standing right there, about 10 feet away, who got just the perfect shot as I had a mouthful of dirt with my hands handcuffed behind my back, getting tasered. I ended up being on the front page of our paper at home, and it was really an awesome picture. Mom was really proud. So after that, I went to jail for just over a month and a half. About a month and a half in jail, and for charges that were until, when was it? That was coming out. 2 days ago? 3 days ago? All those charges that I was in jail for just got dropped. I don't know how happy I am that they got dropped. I mean, all of that for this? I mean, come on. You must have fight at least. But no, so, yeah. And I mean, that's something, again, when I grew up, was that, you know, that's not our way. That, you know, everybody, when people hear this story, they're always like, oh, you should sue them. Well, you should take them to court. You should charge these people. Because we still have that respect for that Gaspesta, that two-row waffle, mate. Where we stay in our canoe, and they stay in their ship, in their vessel, and we're never supposed to interweave those lines. Stay straight, and they stay parallel. And I'm going to stay in my canoe. Whether or not they stay in theirs is up to them. But I understand that my forefathers, they made those treaties expecting me to honor those treaties that and all those things that they had said. So I'm going to respect them by doing that. So again, after some time, there was, right now I'm still out on bail on the robbery charges and charges with my involvement in a blockade of Highway 6 that runs through Caledonia after cops went in heavily armed again in Tanzania. They arrested me for my involvement just this past summer for my involvement in that blockade. And they said I was inside Caledonia. This is probably the funniest one. They said I was inside the town of Caledonia. And there's this big sign when you go to Douglas Creek, there's this big sign that says, Welcome to Caledonia. You know, everybody in our community thinks this is where Caledonia starts. So I thought, hey, I can be right up to that sign because I'm not allowed to be in Caledonia anymore. That it's part of my bail conditions that I stay out of Caledonia altogether. So I thought, all right, I can stay as long as I'm on this side of the sign. Oh, no, it doesn't work that way because Caledonia doesn't have an actual town limit. So that sign is really arbitrary. It doesn't have any meaning at all. So that's what I was charged with. I was charged for breaching my bail because I was inside Caledonia. That doesn't have a town limit. But the cops didn't even know that they didn't have a town limit. So they just were all, I don't know, I think he was in Caledonia, so let's arrest him. And the messed up part of it was like I have to go sign in. Like every Monday and Thursday, I used to have to go sign in at the police station, which is about 45 minutes from my home. I have to get in the car and drive 45 minutes there, 45 minutes back. No big deal, right? So only an hour and a half twice a week. Okay. So I go to sign in, and it was on my birthday, July 17th this year. Matt Watson, he's one of the lead detectives in the whole thing. He comes walking out, and he comes to shake my hand. He says, Skyler, I heard it's your birthday. Mr. Williams, I heard it's your birthday. He shakes my hand. I says, yeah, thanks, man. You're under arrest, he says. You fucking gotta be kidding me. Fuck you, get the fuck away from me, Sarge. We're all kids in the room. Get away from me. And then he's like, no, seriously. You gotta come with us right now. Okay, so I ended up spending a week in jail.
Oh, man.
Before I was released on bail yet again. And so, yeah, shit, going to court and all this. So, that's basically where we're at with that. And so now, on Tuesday, hopefully not just this Tuesday, and hopefully ministry can do something and I can get, not have to go and blockade another road on in Cuba, which I hope to see some people at.
Yeah,
on you, we got the track. Nice. So yeah, I mean, like stuff like this is awesome. I love coming to these. I love seeing all the people. I mean, I recognize so many faces, and I'm really bad with names, and I'm really horrible at it. But I mean, I really love seeing all the same people. Like a lot of the people that I've met so many times at so many different events, and it's just awesome to see you guys. Thank you very much. The food was great, and I'm looking forward to a piece of pie.